This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Sandy, right here on the real side. Sure, I'm the senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. And I seriously do appreciate. I'm looking around going, hey, it's kind of dark in here. You know? And I'm not going blind or it ain't the glasses. There you go. A little bit of light goes a long way. Anyway, I'm Joe, the senior host. Always a pleasure. I don't know if you heard. Oh, cool. Kimberly Moran's going to join us in the second hour. We're going to talk about, we're going to retalk a little bit about the flag issue, the flag protest by the vets. God bless those guys. They never stop fighting. You got to love them. They just never stop fighting. I think they're wonderful. I love our vets. Anyway, again, like I say, I am Joe Messina, your host. I do so much appreciate the time you're spending with me. On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hit up on the website. What the heck? Okay, now you got sound. Yeah, you saw the mouth moving, and nothing was happening, huh? Anyway, always a pleasure to... always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855. Do I have to start all over now? No, right? Okay, we're good. Yeah, just keep going. Yeah, because nobody wants to hear that a second time. Anyway, again, we've got, man, I got a bunch. I know a lot of you old guys thought you had gone deaf, huh? So I got to tell you, what have you been hearing about all weekend? Right? No secret. Castro, yeah, but Fidel. Fidel is dead. And Fidel now knows what it's like to need air conditioning on a regular basis. He thought Cuba was hot. Let me tell you what, buddy. But, you know, I got to tell you something. I cannot stand our friends on the left. I'm getting to the point where I have absolutely, positively no patience for them anymore. I mean, do any of you really? Come on, tell me you don't. Please tell me you don't. I can't believe they've gone off on what a wonderful guy he was. How he fought for his citizens. What did he fight? He didn't fight for citizens there. He didn't fight for the freedom of the Cuban people. He fought for freedom for himself. He did nothing for them. Sorry. And I know there's two schools of thought, but I really would like to talk to the ones that left. The ones that came here, the ones that couldn't handle him anymore for real reasons. Look, I can't even explain the left anymore, right? So Fidel's dead, thank God. I mean, but I hear Rafael, what is his name? Rudolfo Rafael, is it that? He's just as bad. And the left seems to be mourning Fidel's death like they did with JFK and MLK. These same loons, right? They call Trump a dangerous man, a bigot, a homophobe, a xenophobe, one that was gonna jail. Some of them even said he was gonna jail his anybody who was against him. Right? He hadn't done that, but Fidel did it. What's that? Raul. Yeah, whatever. The Castro brothers. Does not send a warm feeling down your spine, let me tell you what. But apparently Chris Matthews, he still gets the warm tingle down his leg when he talks about people like this. No, really, seriously, he had a lot of good things to say about him. Right? They call him a freedom fighter. He was a revolutionary. Someone who'll be, he said, someone who'll be revered for bringing education and social services to the Cuban people. BBC's Jim Avila went on to say the Castro was a George Washington of Cuba. These guys are brain dead. I'm telling you, they don't have a double-digit IQ that they can rub together to come up with a good idea. I don't know where these people are coming from. So they brought education and social services. That's like, you know what they're doing to the women in Afghanistan, the young girls, right, or what they were doing to them. Okay? They were mutilating their private parts. And then they were sending them to the doctors to be fixed. And then educated them as to why they were doing what they were doing. There you go. There's your education and your health care, right? The left never called out Mr. Clinton for his, okay, alleged sexual assaults and rapes on women. Although, why would you pay somebody $850,000 to go away if you didn't touch her? I mean, seriously. And if she wanted to be touched, you think she'd charge you $850,000 for it? I don't think so. So, Mrs. Clinton never called him out for any of that either. And she actually called his victims bimbo sluts, whores, and gold diggers. Well, the $850,000, I suppose it's a bit of a gold digger, but although he got off cheap with her. And the left loves her, and they love him. They see them as gods and goddesses. Trump talks about what he'd like to do to some women, and all of a sudden he's a woman hater, unfit for public office. But I guess she was. Well, maybe Trump should have called them also bimbo sluts. Hey, you know those bimbo sluts, whores, and gold diggers that Billy Bob slept with? Assaulted? Yeah. I'd like to grab them by the blankety blank. Maybe if he approached it that way, it would have been okay, huh? What do you think? Hey, he was using the same exact words. I mean, just to me, he calls out people on the left, blacks, Hispanics, whites, and others for what they actually do. But apparently that makes him a bigot racist who hates women and babies. The left simply hates him. That's it. There's nothing that he's going to be able to do to fix that. Right? You know, Mrs. Clinton called young black people super predators. She got a ride on that. Oh, now I'm not far from done with this, so don't go far. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a minute. I promise. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Isn't that just like a WAP? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
Gumby, take it out again. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. That's the Genesis Communication Network. A lot of great hosts up there as well. You may head up there, check it out. And is that him and his son or him and his little brother, you think? No? Okay, never mind. Anyhow, always a pleasure to have you with me. Hey, they're safe anyway. Appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being a part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, so we're talking about His Highness, His Cuban Highness, who's now dead. And where he's at, I don't believe there's any extension cords reaching. So I'm sure he's a little warm. He thought Cuba was bad, right? And no, I'm not basking in his death. I'm amazed at the left. This love affair. Just a love affair with this guy. That, you know, you talk about being an oppressor, right? You know, what is it, Colin Kaepernick? You know, Capper Brain Dead, whatever his name is. He comes out and he talks about what a great guy this is, how he helped fight oppression. Is he serious? Does he know what has he opened a dictionary in his life? This guy was a role model for how to oppress people. Right? So they're all gushing over this man. He had thousands of people killed simply for not agreeing with them. He had firing squads going around Cuba. They killed over 3,500 people simply because, not because they stole anything, not because they were plotting on overtaking the government, because they didn't agree with him. He also executed people for fleeing Cuba by raft. In 1994, one of many, he ordered a tugboat full of women and children to be sunk by the Cuban Navy. They don't really have a Navy, but they had another bunch of tugboats. And they were out there firing on the ship. Why? Now, you would think, you know, you could get away, you know, just let them go. They were trying to get away from the island. They were trying to leave. You would think he would just say, go, get out of here. But no, I guess that was too big of a shot at his ego or something. Now, starting in 1996, the United States agreed to accept up to 25,000 Cuban refugees a year if the Cuban government would stop the flow of rafters coming in from Cuba. It was too dangerous. There were too many coming over. It was really weird. So my question is, now this is not 1959, this is 1996. They were still coming over in great numbers. We still have them coming over today. If the education system is so great, if the medical care is so great, I have two questions for you. One, why are people leaving? Second question is, why did Fidel have to fly in people from Spain, doctors from Spain, to take care of him? And don't tell me because they were the best doctors for the issue in the world, because it's not true. I mean, Cuban pilots living in Miami, they were flying over the seas then when the boat people were trying to come over. They were dropping food and water and supplies for them. And Fidel ordered them shot out of the sky. Now think about this. This isn't them breaking into his country, flying over top secret installations. They were flying, tens of miles off of Florida. It ain't that close. Right? They were flying off of Florida, or the coast of Florida, making sure these people had fresh water and food so they could make it to the United States. But I will say one thing for Fidel. He definitely was a jobs guy. He knew how to create jobs. That's right. He created jobs for over 30,000 Cubans by establishing what he called the Military Units in Aid of Production Group. We call them labor camps in this country, but I guess to each his own. Castro decided in order to maintain the stability of his rule, he'd have to control the undesirables. That sounds like Margaret Sanger, doesn't it? She wanted to control the undesirables, too, by killing their babies. Think about who the left idolizes. Margaret Sanger, who talks about black people as undesirables. We don't want more of their kind around. So have them get them to abort their babies and then sterilize them. That was her mindset. And since he needed laborers, he simply would convict them and then work them to death. Just think about, you know, when they're in labor camps, you don't have to feed them as much. You don't have to be as nice to them. You don't have to pay them. What a great labor force, huh? You guys on the left never cease to amaze me. Your hypocrisy is just the dual standards, the out-and-out ignorance of really what took place. Chris Matthews, he recalls Castro as a romantic figure. I'm sure a lot of you women would love to go out with him, huh? And the folk hero the most when he initially took power. This was a guy that joked, the ongoing joke was who would last longer, his cigar or the hooker that he had. You let your imagination run wild with that one. Andrea Mitchell said that Castro gave his people better health care and education. I already talked about it. Now, our illustrious president, Mr. Oblamo, his official statement was, at this time, Fidel Castro's passing, we extend a hand of friendship to the Cuban people. I already thought we did that, but anyway. We know that this moment fills Cubans in Cuba and in the United States with a powerful emotions. Yeah. Recalling the countless ways in which Fidel Castro altered the course of individual lives, families, and of the Cuban nation. History will record and judge the enormous impact of this single figure on the people and world around him. Yes, they're going to line him up right next to Satan, Attila the Hun, and a few others. Come on, people. Seriously? And these people want control of our country. Obama and his tribe, they all want control of the country. We extend a hand of friendship to the Cuban people. I don't have a problem with that comment. I'd love to see those people come out of their oppression. I think that's great. Right? I mean, we talked about the moment that fills the Cubans there in Cuba and in the United States with powerful emotions. Yeah, he's dead. He's gone. One down, one to go. And when I talk about recalling the countless ways in which Fidel Castro altered the course of individual lives, he tore families apart. He shot men in the head. He killed families as they were trying to get away to America for a better life. Yeah, I'm sure people are really remembering all the ways and the enormous impact that he had on the world around him. Wow. You want to talk about a sickness? I've had guests on the show say being a liberal is a sickness. I'll tell you what. If you're a liberal and you think like this, yeah, I think you really need some serious psychiatric care. I think you're the ones we need to take guns away from, but most of you probably don't own guns to begin with. So we're safe, I guess. Yeah, they do. They have a knife in a car, which could be a problem. Hey, his illustrious President Jimmy Carter, you know, the guy that's really got it going on, he praised the dictator for the love of his country. Now, what's really funny about that is you remember Trump praising Putin for the love he had for his country, and that Putin was willing to do anything for his country, and they all put him down. All those people on the left said, no, he's a nut. He's sick. There's something wrong with him. Their president, Jimmy Carter, praised the dictator for the love of his country. He says, we, Rosalind and I, recall fondly our visits with him in Cuba. Wow. And you know how they're always on Trump here in this country about how, I love this. They're always on Trump in this country on how all his wealth was built on the back of the poor. I'm sure Fidel Castro allowed open capitalism to build his palace and create his $900 million worth. I'm Joe Mastin, your host. You listen to The Real Side. The rant continues on the other side of the break. We'll be right back. Member at Liberty Health Shield. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Mastin, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
You are some messed up white people.
That'll fit in with the next story. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Do get involved in the conversation. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. A lot going on up there. You can also buy my book. Yeah, I want your money. It's really that simple for me. Watch your money. Head up to the website, like I said, therealside.com. Go to the store. If you go to therealside.com/store, you'll find the books. It comes in several different versions. You can also find it up on Amazon if you want. But if you want it autographed, you've got to get it through my website. That's the only way to get it done. I probably should tell them the name of the book. Would I help? Okay. Ramblings of a Right Wing. Because if I say it too fast, I never get it right. Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. That's right. Go ahead, check it out. I got to tell you something. It is nothing more than a bunch of common sense chapters, things that we're dealing with on a daily basis that we're afraid to say something about, that we're afraid to deal with head on. And I think I give you the ammunition in which you can deal with them. Give you the ammunition by which you can be able to respond to some of these people who may truly have brain damage. I don't know. They could. So, yeah, take a shot. Take a look. Worst case scenario is you can decide you don't like it and give it to somebody else who will. Anyway, I want to get back to Raul and Fidel. The Castro brothers. Boy, that probably brought a cringe to many school teachers back in their necks, huh? But I really don't want to, I don't want to harp on him. I want to harp on the loons on the left. They're loving this. That are giving him so much credit, telling you what a great, I mean, the Green Party nominee, Jill Stein, shows you how off she is. She's going to go ahead and do a recount. Now everybody thinks she's brain dead. I don't. I think she's trying to put money together for herself. And I think there's two things going on. One is she's tapped, or maybe the Clinton campaign tapped her. And I think she's doing this so, first, to put some money in her coffers. And secondly, I think that Mr. Clinton wants to do this to kind of delegitimize the presidency of Donald Trump. But it doesn't matter because guess what? He won. It really is that simple at this point. She said Fidel Castro was a symbol of struggle for justice in the shadows of an empire. What empire? The Cubans had an empire? When did that happen? And why don't they still have it? Where's the remnants of it? She needs some real help. And what does she mean by real justice? Lady, he went in there and started massacring people. He started killing people. He started ripping families apart, taking businesses away from people, shooting others in the head. Thank God you didn't become president. Jesse Jackson, always there for a word of encouragement, said in many ways after 1959, the oppressed the world over joined Castro's cause of fighting for freedom and liberation. He changed the world. Freedom and liberation. The only people that he freed and liberated were the Castro brothers. They're worth $900 million. There were people who've owned businesses over the years. I'm going to tell you how oppressive these guys are, how bad these guys were. The mafia left in 1959. They were controlling the country to a big... They left. You can't deal with this guy. He's worse than we are. We're out of here. These loons are serious. I mean, the left, what you're hearing from, and there's so many more, they're serious. They want to control this country. If that doesn't send a chill up your spine, nothing will. No, not that you're a stronger man than I am. The left gets mad because they think Donald Trump won't hire gays, yet Castro imprisoned them. You know, the revolutionary guy? He created labor camps. He filled them with people who didn't agree with him. He had execution squads. I'm sorry. What part of this guy am I supposed to like? And then the president? Today, the world marks the passing of a brutal dictator. I'm sorry. That was a president-elect Trump. Because I can't even read President Obama. This was his hero. Obama says, at this time of Fidel Castro's passing, we extend a hand of friendship. I mean, doesn't sound like, and the reason I reread that, I'm going to read Donald Trump's now. You can hit the big difference. Today, the world marks the passing of a brutal dictator who oppressed his own people for nearly six decades. Fidel Castro's legacy is one of firing squads, theft, unimaginable suffering, poverty, and denial of fundamental human rights. While Cuba remains a totalitarian island, it is my hope that today marks a move away from the horrors endured way too long by its people. Now, immediately the left jumps on that and says, yeah, but he tried to open up casinos there. Okay. You're right. As a business owner, he probably did try to open casinos there. As the president, because you all want him to take two different... See, you can't make up your mind. You just hate him so much, you can't make up your own mind. You want him to take a different look at things differently as president. He does it, and he's wrong again. That's why you don't count. The left still. It's got this whole mythical memory of romanticizing this man. Ted Cruz came out against him. Senator Marco Rubio came out against him. They've got firsthand knowledge of what he's like. Right? And if you really think the left is on it, I'm going to get a little biblical with you guys for a second. Right? This is scripture that says, woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for... In other words, if you're confused in the head, which it looks like these far left loons are, you've got a problem. And don't forget this other one. Be sure of this, in the last days, hard times will come. People will love themselves. They will love money. They will talk about themselves. They will take many selfies of themselves. They will have Facebook pages of themselves to tell you how great themselves are. I've kind of added that. Forgive me, Lord. They will wrong things about people. They will say wrong things about people. They will not obey their parents. They will not be thankful. They will not keep anything holy. They will have no love. They will not agree with anybody. They will tell lies about people. They'll have no self-control. They will beat people. We've seen that happen. You voted for Trump and they're beating people up. They will not love anything that is good. People, we're in a world of hurt. We're there. You need to pray and ask God for forgiveness at this particular point in time. Because we are there. I don't care what you say. We are so into ourselves as individuals. We are so full of ourselves. It's pathetic. And now, for something. First of all, you white guys, right? White people, you're all bad. Even though you can't change your skin color, you're all bad. You got white privilege. You should be ashamed of yourself. Blah, blah, blah. Let me throw up in a bucket. You know what I'm saying? So now, apparently, No Shave November now is under attack. Right? For about a decade, men across the globe, I wasn't aware of this. I think last year was the first, shows you where my head's at. Last year was the first time I really heard that this was a thing that we were doing. Right? I just thought it was me being lazy coming in the holiday season. So the tradition had a good run, but now suddenly No Shave November. is problematic for some. Social justice warriors worldwide have rushed to point out that the month-long event, regardless of its good intentions, come on, you ready for this? If you're driving, really be safe, because you're not going to believe this. Month-long event, regardless of its good intentions, is too gendered. In a nearly unintelligible sentence published by Sydney's Daily Telegraph this month, one critic wrote, "It's disappointing that what could have served so many needed dialogue about the many ways in which men, trans men included, can express their masculinity without resorting to chauvinistic caricatures is in danger of devolving into the best of a urination contest between brothers about who can grow the most facial hair to prove their manliness." Right? Bringing us all the way back to the 1950s style gender norms. These people are brain dead. They're out of their minds. Something as simple as growing a beard and a mustache is too chauvinistic, too manly, too gender specific, because transgender men can't grow a beard. Sorry, what does that tell you? Just because you feel it doesn't mean you are it. And nobody says anywhere in these that growing a beard makes you more of a man. This is like, it gets to the point where if one person, a small group of people, feel bad about something, you can't do it. This is not the real world. This is not how it works, people. You guys are really scary. You know, you on the left who believe this stuff, you're extremely scary. You can't grow a beard. Look at, let's say you don't even believe in God. Oh, you'll have to wait. When we come back to this other break, we're going to talk about the veterans that are protesting the flag removal. I love these guys. They never stop fighting. God bless them. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. I'll be back in a minute.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more. Yeah, Mexico. No way, Daddy. Yeah.
We are back.
I ain't going to school.
You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the, I guess we're coming up on the Christmas break. They won't have to go to school anymore, right? Wouldn't that be great? Well, not for, I don't care because they're not with me. If you have high school kids. Anyway, I'm Joe Massey, your host, listening to Real Side. Again, on the Genesis Communication Network. If you want to give a call, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you've got something, of consequence to say. Otherwise, we'll get back at it. And by the way, you know what? Hop up on the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. You can check out the latest stories. A lot of good stories up there as well. I've written about Fidel Castro. And no, he's not a freedom fighter. I don't care what you say, he's not a freedom fighter. And don't say one man's freedom is another man's, ogre. I'm not into it. When you start killing people for no reason, really just to give you more power so you can have more money and you can have more property, yeah, that's not a freedom fight. And you want to get a copy of my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, you can find it. Now, that comes in several versions, okay? The illustrations on the inside, if you're into color and you want color in this illustration, it's going to cost you more because it costs me more. If you're okay with black and white illustrations, that's a little less. You can also find that on the website. Or if you've got an e-book reader or whatever they're called, you need it in PDF form, we got that as well for you, and you'll be able to read it from there. But you won't be able to do anything unless you buy the darn thing. So head over to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll, and there's a whole bunch going on up there. All right, let's get back to it. I love our vets. I love these guys. You know, we did a story a few weeks ago about Hampshire College removing the flag, the American flag. And the reason was because it was caused too much trouble. Hey, it was problematic. I think the only thing problematic at Amherst, and I know this college, this is a party college from way back. Okay, but I think the only problem there was the drug use and the alcohol use, because it runs rampant out there. And the administrators, maybe they're using the drugs and alcohol, I don't know. But for an administrator to say that the American flag is problematic, and that's why they have to take it down, I'm sorry, maybe we shouldn't pay you in American dollars. Find me the country you think is the best, we'll pay you in their dollars. We'll see how that works out for you. You're protected by the American Constitution. You're protected by American military, American peace officers. And the American flag is too problematic for you. Let's take a minute to listen to the protesters. Hopefully there's no swearing. Be ready on the button.
Your flags, everybody! Raise them high in that air!
This stands for all the veterans around the whole nation. Everybody who fought for this flag. It's more than just a symbol.
I would die for this.
Yeah, that's the other thing people keep forgetting. These young people keep forgetting something. Nobody is honoring the flag. Nobody is honoring the piece of cloth. Nobody's mad that you set the piece of cloth on fire. What they're mad about is that you have no clue as to what the flag actually represents. You have no clue as to what it means. See, it stands for something. Like that stupid shirt you wear most of the time that has, what's his name, Che Guevara on there? And you have no clue as to what it stands for, but hey, he's a freedom fighter. No, he was a mass murderer. You other yo-hos who have Marx and Lenin and those guys on your shirt, and they were all freedom fighters. Yeah, it just shows you what a moron you are there, too. Because that's not the case at all. And you wear those shirts around. She's a representation. The shirt isn't the person. It's what it represents. It's what that picture represents. And now our vets, who had to fight all this garbage, now come out to defend flying the flag at Amherst. Take a listen.
Just a symbol.
I would die for this flag. I fought for this flag. I live for it. You all live for it.
On college campuses today, and this isn't just on this campus, the flag is seen as a divisive issue. They teach that our history is racist, that our history is one of imperialism. That kind of a rally is what Donald Trump is speaking to. Our flag.
See? I love this stuff, okay? I'm sorry that the protests have stopped against Trump. I love this stuff with them pulling the flags from these colleges. The college administrators saying the flag is... See, they strengthen Trump's cause. They strengthen Trump's presidency if he does it right. Because these people want, like these vets, they want you to have some respect, some love for the flag. And for what it represents. They'll be the first to tell you. They'll defend your right to be able to burn it. They'll defend your right, I guess, to be disrespectful of it. Which you shouldn't be. Just because you have a right to do it doesn't mean you should be able to do it. That's where we've gone sideways. That's what we've forgotten. Anyway, and again, to come back to the veterans, you got to love these guys. There were over 1,000 of them that got together at Amherst. At Amherst, I know, what are we going to call it? A pro-protest? A post-protest? An anti-protest against the protesters who didn't want the flag? Right? And what they don't realize is the freedom they have to protest that flag, the freedom that they have. You know, and again, my understanding is that they flew the flag at half-mast to begin with because Trump won. So they were flying the flag at half-mast on a college campus when it's only supposed to be used in a time of mourning. They were flying the flag at half-mast to mourn the peaceful process of a constitutional election where somebody won. Remember that article I just did about right being wrong, wrong being, you know, things being backwards? We're there. Think about it. We're there. And their freedom didn't come for them to be able to do that, to burn that flag, to do what they're doing. That freedom didn't come without a price, without people dying, shedding blood for that. That's the part they don't know. They don't want us other places fighting, but we fought for their ability to do exactly what they're doing right now. They haven't figured that one out. So it's just, again, it's just a, this is all so amazing to me that we're allowing them to get away with this. We're allowing them to do this. And the vets look so sad. I wish I could show this to you, but they look so sad doing this. Okay, let's go on to something a little more crazier. Sorry, I shouldn't say a little more crazier, a lot crazier. There's a feminist site that now claims that Mother Teresa, you ready for this one? And for those of you who don't, come on, look her up. You talk about somebody, the most selfless human being on the planet, it was Mother Teresa. Feminist site claims that Mother Teresa is a symbol of white supremacy. That's right. Of course, doesn't get any white. Well, she did wear white rags, right? So she being white, wore white rags, must mean she's just into white. So that means she's a white supremacist, right? Feminist site has claimed that Mother Teresa was a hypocrite with no real interest in helping people and is a symbol of white supremacy to boot. A post on the Babe website, that sounds exciting, which has a huge audience of millennial women, claimed that Teresa, who was declared a saint earlier, was a morally bankrupt as medieval crusaders and did willful violence to the people she cared for. Really? So they have video? Because people who were there, who were actually part of this, non-Catholics, non-Christians, said they couldn't believe the love that the woman had for these people. The writer Kitty Wenham, who probably has recently had a frontal lobotomy, a London-based activist who was raised Catholic, also accused St. Teresa of being a hypocrite because she accepted high-quality health care when she was dying. Interesting. Yeah, she was able to get it because it was offered to her. For the people she was caring for, not so much. Our fascination, her article goes on and claims that our fascination with figures like Mother Teresa and other white men and women are applauded for their work saving people in non-white areas. Makes it blatantly clear just how enriched white supremacy still is. Right, so going to non-white areas to help people of color now is white supremacy. They don't know what they want. This is why I say to you, I'm starting to believe now this is a sickness. This is truly an illness when you think along these lines. When you think along the far left progressive lines, it is definitely an illness. It also claims that the church missionary work is an act of cultural violence, the morally equivalent to violent armed invasion. Wow. So they go in there with no guns, and they're considered invasionists. Often white, often rich individuals dedicate their lives to enshrining themselves in cultures they know nothing about. It's no coincidence that the main efforts of these delegations have been focused for the past few years, centuries, on largely non-white countries. Yes, there aren't many white countries where you see the kind of poverty and sickness and problems that you see in Africa, which, last I checked, was a mostly black country. Again, shows their ignorance. This is why these people are so dangerous. Yeah, you heard me. They're dangerous people. For someone to claim that Mother Teresa was a white supremacist. You know what? I'll tell you what, lady. I'll give you my year's salary. You go spend 2 months doing what that woman did for decades. You come out of there still thinking she was a white supremacist, but you have to do what she did. You can have my year's salary. How's that? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Always a pleasure. Kimberly Moran's going to join us in the next hour. And you know when she comes on, it's all over. You know what I'm saying? We'll be back in a few minutes. Go get a drink. Go get your coffee. Come on back.